not as on this particular statute because we knew nothing about it. It took a customer to call and make us aware and look into it. And our legislators know that we're not happy that we knew nothing about it, to have a chance to speak before it was passed. So we speak now. And we all have to be diligent and pay attention to what's going on because they've been passing statutes for a number of years now to make it easier to get a CACO. So
we appreciate your work. Do we know if the surrounding counties around Caney Cohen County are going through the same thing? I mean, that would be one hell of a stink.
Stone County is voting on their, Stone County had it in their planning and zoning. They found out that it wouldn't cover strict enough. They're voting on their ordinance on the 20th. And, they're covering their soil or air and everything. Ozark County is, looking at these ordinances.
My name is Wayne Davidson. I've lived in Caney County for, let's say, 6 years. I lived in Atchison County, where they have a lot of hog farms, a lot of farmers. And my kids all grew up there. I lived there over 40 years. I chose to live there. And I just thought no one would go there to live and vacation. A lot of people would come here. And then the second thing, I taught from the Department of Parks and Recreation at the University of Missouri. And I had them all my students to the step. And for 1 week, they had to write down everything they did for the week. And I had over 180 students. And I would get an average of how much money they spent, what time they spent, how they spent their time. And then I would multiply that times the student body. If we would do that with the people that come in this county, how much money they spend coming here because of the resources, the water, the good living that's here, it would be unbelievable. That's why I live here.
You're correct, and I believe that when the state, they know how much revenue that Caney County brings in for them, and when that's pointed out to them, and DNR is a state board, and I believe they'll listen to us.
Sounds like you're doing good work.
We love this county that we live in, don't we, commissioners?
We do. Mm-hmm.
There are a few things that we probably need to discuss as far as in the brackets on specifically page 17. Structure. Set those. I think they put in just as an example. The only question I have is on class 180.
The state fee is $5,000 per year for the National Pollution Discharge Elimination System. And he's got it in bracket. Do you know where he's getting the 500?
I don't. And shall not exceed the amount needed to recover the cost of inspection, investigation, or review. And is also, in addition, applicants responsible for the actual cost incurred holding the public meeting, cost of publication, order, any rental fee, facilities, vendors. There's a few things we need. Probably payment specific to that. The 11.3 and 11.4 also.
I had a question about that, where that chart came from on that, but he says it, that's on page 17. But when he says state fee, my assumption would be that he took that.
But that's what the state
DNR
charges, I believe.
State, yeah.
What we're discussing is the fee schedule on application and those types of things. So.
Well, it's quite an article. If those are on, it was brought to me, the Missouri Realtors and everything, so it prompted me to go look at the website, and you can check it in Sullivan, Missouri there. And I'm sure you've read that on all he did and everything. But he also says in there that the average farmer could not do that. And he has all of that in brackets.
I think there was, just to kind of point something else out, there was some specific to financial security. So evidence of financial security has to be submitted. Which is section 7.
And that's...
No health permit shall be issued unless adequate security has been furnished to ensure proper cleanup and disposal. And disposal as required by section 6.2, 6.3. Again, it specifically states out some of the stuff that's already there. It brings it to the forefront to say, hey,
the reason that's important, I think, to have it in, though, is because when they changed the law to make it possible for a CAFO to be owned by an LLC, then if they're required to put up a bond or something to be held in the treasury like that,
so on the fees, it's not laid out by state, so you can kind of... The fees is not laid out by the state. It's not laid out by one individual. So we can do, if we make them the same as the state, we want to do everything here. The only question I would have would be the class 1.
The 500 or the 5,000?
Mm-hmm.
Well, considering the size of a class 1A, 500 would be rather small compared amount. the fee compared to the other city, in my opinion. We normally would not have you waiting while we're going over this material. Like Commissioner Williams said, we just got it, and we're hoping to vote on it. At least that's this commissioner today. And so we're trying to go over it to see if there's anything that needs to be brought out while we're in the meeting. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, these fees are all in brackets, so that...
That means we can set it.
That's kind of what I'm looking at. Why not?
It's in process.
Why don't you guys read 11.3 and 11.4 and see what you guys think of those.
I like the part where you put a detailed soil investigation to turn.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have a problem with 3. Was there something in particular?
About 11.3?
Oh, on page 11.
11.3, page 11.
Okay.
Those are the ones that are in brackets that we have.
Sorry, I thought you meant page 11.